Are you deceiving yourself? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Jason DeCruz, assistant professor of philosophy at the University at Albany, confronts the complexity of self-deception.
The very idea of self-deception is bewildering. How can the same person be both the deceiver and the deceived? Think about it. In order to deceive, you must believe the opposite of the lie you are perpetuating. But if this is the case, then you're not deceived. While the idea of self-deception is perplexing, the experience of self-deception is very familiar. Consider the poor guy with a bad comb-over who is in denial about his baldness. He carefully avoids bright lights and strong winds, yet he insists that he's not bald. But what if a new miracle drug for baldness is discovered? Would he take the drug? Very likely. This reversal suggests that he knew all along that he was bald. So, what's going on here? Confronting the full complexity of self-deception requires grappling with behaviors that are deeply at odds with each other. They force us to ask, just what is it that the subject truly believes? Maybe self-deceivers are not guided by belief at all. Perhaps they're guided by imagination. But unlike actors or con men, self-deceivers will often defend their self-deceptive postures even to the point of seriously undermining their own goals. So there must be something very different about the pretense involved in self-deception. My view is that self-deception involves a failure of metacognition. The self-deceiver loses track of the fact that he is guided by imagination rather than by belief. Thinking hard about self-deception reveals the striking complexity of our mental life, as well as a connection between self-ignorance and self-sabotage.
That was Jason DeCruz of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.